Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Back with you again with another installment of Thoughts of a Brother on this good Wednesday evening. How y'all boys feeling, huh?
I'm feeling unusually good because this particular hump day, because this is vacation week for me, so.
Oh, that's what's up, nice. Yeah, you chilling.
I'm chilling.
Bone chilling. T, what you got running?
What's going on? Good evening. How y'all feeling?
I'm gonna say the wrong thing. Bro, I'm shocked now. You gave y'all a little more today. Gave y'all a little more. Go ahead and give him that. With that, then we'll go move right on into the day show. And we'll go right into the end of note. First topic on the end of note. Lost retailers of the last 25 years. I thought this was interesting. I know it's a little bit kind of far-fetched, but I don't know. We usually don't do nothing like this, but I wouldn't throw it out there. Retail may be the second oldest profession, but that does not mean all retailers have an eternal staying power. Amazon.com, Walmart, and Target have also wiped out a number of others unable to compete with the pricing power and general reach of big box stores. Remember these retailers. Circuit City. Circuit City had 700 stores in 55 markets in early 2009. By the end of 2009, it had liquidated $3.4 billion to shed its. It's crazy. Blockbuster. Video.
$3.4 billion.
I had to relook at it myself because I was like, wow, I didn't know. But if you think about it, 700 stores in 55 markets, that's a lot.
It is.
But it said it was in a lot of debt. Even though the money was coming in, it owed a lot of credit, a lot of debt. And it was trying to compete with Circuit City, I mean not Circuit City, with Best Buy. Mm-hmm. And Best Buy market was just too much to compete with. Then you had Blockbuster Video. Chapter 11 in November 2008.
Netflix and Redbox.
Red killed them. Out of here. And you got to think. And you got to think about it too now. Most people can get all this on their TV. They ain't got to go out their house. Even with Redbox and Netflix, I mean, it's more convenient than going to the store and looking through movies.
Yeah.
But now you can stream stuff on a computer and stuff like that. I mean, and it was crazy because Blockbuster was the best thing Thursday and Friday night or Saturday night. Blockbuster crowded. You try to get there before you go to work to get the first movie coming out, because if you don't, you ain't going to get it by night. Redbox. Out of nowhere. And I was suspicious of Redbox. I'm going to be honest. When Redbox first came on the scene, I was suspicious. I was like, what is this?
A dollar?
I was like, what is this? Went to Redbox by 3 times, looked up, Blockbuster was closing. Just that fast.
Mm-hmm.
Just that fast.
Like overnight.
Yeah, just that fast. Now, this company I didn't know too much about. I seen it around, but I didn't know too much about it. Comp USA.
Mm-hmm.
Late 2007 went out of business. It said it basically what I've been is trying to compete with bigger markets like Staples, Best Buy again.
Because they basically specialize in office store, office goods, computers, and stuff like that. So, yeah, definitely Best Buy. I'm looking at Best Buy now.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking how they kind of changed their approach. I went in there one day a month ago maybe, and they literally have gotten rid of all of their CDs. You don't see any
anything?
CDs. They don't, at least the Best Buy and Brady. They hardly have anything. They got like one aisle.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
They got like one aisle.
That is true. You're right.
I'm like, okay. Now, I think those bigger markets like the Walmarts and places, the Targets and stuff like that, it is starting to wear them down a little bit too.
Yeah. See, Kmart. The thing with Kmart is, you still just got loyal people to Kmart.
The ones that are still open.
Yeah. Because people still think you can get a deal at Kmart compared to Walmart. Because now everybody says Walmart is high because Walmart don't have no competition. Let me see what else I saw. Borders. I used to faithfully go to Borders. For me, even today, I'd rather read a book than to read on a tablet.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something about the originality of it for me. In February, Borders, at the time it closed, it had 640 stores. It closed down in 2011. Y'all ever heard of Tower Records?
Tower?
Yeah, I heard of Tower Records.
It's like, I guess it was something like Camelot back in the day,
mm-hmm.
like a... what's that? FYE?
FYE.
He went out of business too, I think.
No, it's still an FYE in the mall. Not long. The flea market.
No.
That's going to be a flea market. Indoor flea market with Macy's Beverly.
Yeah, Towers was open for 46 years. Closed its doors in 2006 when I was in business. But ain't nobody buying CDs anymore. It's just real. That's like what you were saying about Circuit City. You still want to say Circuit City? Best Buy. Target is the only place you really can go and find a CD right now.
Right.
And it ain't like it was back in the day.
Yeah, ain't no good music in that.
No. And the only one you're going to catch is something right off the rip. If it's hot and coming out that day, they have it for $9.99. Yeah, I still buy CDs. KB Toys. Went bankrupt in 2008. Is Toys as relevant as they used to, like, a toy store?
Only one that I think will last to the test of time is Toys R Us, just because of it's somewhat tradition.
It's a lot of tradition
that goes with Toys R Us.
But even that Toys R Us.
What are you going to buy from Toys R Us?
everything you can buy from Walmart.
That's yeah, and see that was my thing. It's so convenient to get it all in one spot. Nobody's
the
going.
Only thing they
Christmas.
Might have different is
Christmas when people
special
going
edition,
to
special edition doll, special edition this and
yeah.
that. You know what I'm saying? You're probably more likely to get that from a Toys R Us than a Walmart, but Walmart got everything you need. Everything. We'll get some sliced ham.
You can get everything. Yeah. And when I was doing this, I seen that.
You know what I'm saying? Slice ham, some CDs, some clothes.
I just let it go.
And get the oil tank.
Okay, get the oil tank.
Well, you know how my mind went back when you said slice ham.
Yeah.
$2.
$2 worth of spice ham,
okay.
A loaf of bread. Fit the same with the cheese.
You got a meal. Listen, you told me told off. I was sitting telling you something, you told me told off. I don't know. You told me. But, I mean, that's what it's all about, man. But look at these businesses. Gone. Just like that. Overnight. I mean, these are businesses that we've seen at this time. You know, we didn't consider Best Buy that big of a deal. Circuit City was more of a big. That's why I keep saying Circuit City. You had Circuit City. Blockbuster, for sure. I didn't think that was ever going to go nowhere.
But Best Buy is what got rid of Circuit City.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. When Best Buy came on the scene, because it came out of Circuit City, you
right.
kind of seen it as, whatever.
But Walmart helped.
Yeah.
In its demise.
You think so?
I think so.
I think Walmart's killing them.
I think Walmart's killing them. But direct kill,
yeah.
Best Buy
did that.
But
yeah,
that's what I'm saying about Best Buy now. Now, I mean, Best Buy is they're almost focusing on phones, you know, audio equipment. It's dwindling, too.
Things that you can't get from Walmart.
Right. You know, or specialized things
right,
that you can't get at Walmart is what they're focusing on. So I'm inclined to believe we're probably looking at Best Buy last days, too.
Yeah.
Soon. Because I just think the markets that everything that Walmart offers.
TVs, don't
you? So explain this to me, since we're talking about this. How can Circuit City, some of the grocery stores, all these places collapse because of the invent of Walmart? But Target still thrives.
Target and Walmart.
Because
they're
convenient.
They're convenient stores. So you can get to one without others. You can have at least two. But you can't get everything in the market.
If you Sam Walton, would your objective be to close Circuit City or close Target?
No, I share with Target.
I don't think it's just me and Target,
we can kill everything.
I think that's the messed up part.
But
about
I see what you're saying. If you kill
Sam,
Target, he got it all.
I don't think that's his goal to kill any of it. I just think he just wants to offer the consumer everything they want in one spot.
Yeah.
Why you have to go to different stores to get anything when you can get it all here?
And the truth is,
in that mission, he is just killing
everything.
Amazon, Walmart, and Target.
That's
three holding it down, and they convenient. Amazon, which I found curious, Merrill Lynch bought out Borders before they was finna collapse, right? They brought Amazon in to kind of control the business side of it. Well, that didn't help. But you look at it today, Amazon got one of the biggest thriving publishing and book subscribing or list publishers, period. Distributor, that's what I should say. There is in the game second to what it is. What's Kindle under?
I don't know.
Kindle is Amazon. This
yeah,
is what I'm saying.
Say
so isn't it kind of funny? Now all you got now, the only person can stand in the book game against Amazon and Kindle is what? Barnes and Nobles, because they got the Nook.
Right.
It's kind of strange that you took over Borders, but Borders somehow collapsed, but you was able to make it work for you.
Right. Hey, smart business.
And that's what I'm talking about, Walmart, man. I understand where you're coming from, but this man is in the business of making money.
Smart business.
Like, this is what I did this far. So much so, Target, I mean, you used to go in Target. You couldn't buy groceries in Target. I don't care which one you wanted to do. Now, Target had to get in the grocery game.
Yeah, get in the grocery game. It's in order to survive. How I look at the only difference between a Target and a Walmart. A Target is usually not as big. Usually.
And the customers that they target.
That too.
It's the difference. Target and Walmart is like
Publix
and Winn-Dixie and Sweet Bay.
Yeah.
You can't even say Sweet Bay no more. Sweet Bay gone. It's Winn-Dixie.
Which is another thing. Would you have thought Winn-Dixie would have bought out Sweet Bay?
No, I thought it would have been another
Winn-Dixie been laying low for the longest.
And
they waiting for their
opportunity. Because if you think about it, cash and carry was the first sign of money being an issue at Sweet Bay. Because if they went from cash and carry after all them years to Sweet Bay, they was trying to reinvent it themselves. They was in trouble then. When Dixon's always consistently remain. You seen Food Line? Well, I mean down here on this thing, because you see some up north. You seen Piggly Wiggly?
Turn into...
You done seen Save-A-Lot. You done seen all of them come and go. And Wendy Dixon's always just kind of floating.
And they took a step back.
Yeah, why you tie everything with work? That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
They took a step back.
Smart.
Smart move. Real smart move. Wow, well, that's enough about big business, man. Oh, that's what I was going to say about the Walmarts, right quick. They are seeing now that most people don't like the Walmart, the Super Walmart. Most people, when they first did it, it was the best thing in smoking, but now a lot of people don't like the inconvenience of all that. And I guess just so much the crowd and the rush of Walmart. And then it's terrible trying to cash out because they never have enough people. So they're seeing the supermarket.
The neighborhood market.
Markets are making more of a splash, and that's really what they're building on.
If you do the research, now, Walmart food used to be. People started going, I think Walmart had a little bit of an edge as far as price. Now, their food is more expensive than, like...
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
But it's
for
just,
real.
You get used to going in Walmart to get this, and while I'm here, I'm going to get that too. So I don't mind a little couple cents more, so they can raise prices.
Yeah.
It's smart. But at the end of the day, when you're going to just get groceries, now the neighborhood markets versus Winn-Dixie, I don't think they're going to stand up.
You don't think so?
No, because the price isn't the same.
If what they would have to do was flash a little bit of what they did into their department store, into their neighborhood store.
But then you got a mini.
You're going right back to a super Walmart, yeah. So, yeah. Good luck with that. But we know y'all figured out because you done shut everybody else down. With that, I move over to our next topic. And I kind of, I don't know, man. I was on some other kind of tip this time in the note, because this one got out there, too. The biggest mistake McDonald's ever made. In 2006, Chipotle Mexican Grill had a market of $1 billion, right? McDonald's had a 90% stake in the company. Chipotle. Yeah. Throughout that year, the company de-invested its shares and completely exited any holdings it had in Chipotle. Okay. Today, Chipotle has a market cap of $20 billion and is slowly becoming the fastest growing and most successful food chain in North America. Smart move by McDonald's, or were they smart? They didn't see the risk.
So when McDonald's was invested, they had a cap. They had what was
it? It was $1 billion, which is good.
McDonald's pulled out
within that year. They divested.
And now Chipotle is up to $20 billion.
And the fastest growing chain in the market right now.
And you said, was it a smart move?
Not because it's McDonald's. You've been around forever. My thing was, when I seen it, I was like, okay, you would think some company that was just starting out, not getting it, and didn't see the potential in Chipotle. Which, you never know. Chipotle was kind of hit and miss. Chipotle was a great idea. Somebody would have told it to me sitting down, I'd have been like, man, you got yourself something. Because you got Taco Bell inside almost a restaurant, but you filling people up at the same price.
Higher quality food.
Yeah.
Higher prices.
Yeah.
But the price is warranted. It's almost, I guess you can call it an upscale.
It really is. Now, so what you think about McDonald's?
Don't worry about it, because I'm going to call it McDonald's. my question is did the financial growth come
immediately after?
But they were at $1 billion, though. Why would you put out a $1 billion company at that point?
Because that's changed to McDonald's.
To McDonald's, I understand that, but what I'm more inclined to wonder, what did they hear?
What made them de-invest that whole time? They had to get some kind of
year.
They were getting something.
It took them a year to get out of 90% shareholding of that company.
They pretty much owned it.
what information did they receive that caused them to back out completely? That's my question.
Because
I'm saying they already $1 billion. I mean, so of course they gonna see the growth. Okay, this is gonna grow even more. It's just starting. It's already at $1 billion.
Wait, but we're thinking from our pockets. You gotta think from McDonald's pockets. If you say, I think that's a brilliant. If somebody sits down and tells me that's a brilliant idea, I'm sure the person in marketing or whatever at McDonald's felt the same way for them to invest.
Right.
But McDonald's pockets probably weren't thinking $1 billion. We probably thinking more, a couple more billions, because we McDonald's. And at this point, all we got is $1 billion. That's changed us. We can put a couple stores together and get that. Why we need to be invested in this whole franchise, this whole corporation for $1 billion? That don't make sense to me. Let's let them have that. Now they're at 20, McDonald's probably scratching their head like, okay, you think we moved too soon?
That's what I'm saying. They pay a whole department to figure that out, to see the potential growth in a company. I'm firing that entire branch right now, or I'm hurting them somehow, because how could you not see this? I pay you to see this. How could you miss that much?
Yeah, that's a big gap.
That's a big-ass gap from
like
1 to 20.
I'm like, bro, I'm fine.
I'm really questioning you.
Nothing you bring to me now make any sense.
I question everything you bring to me now. So this is not going to be a good, healthy working relationship. So I'm just going to let you go. And I'm going to put somebody in there that I can regain some trust in. Because that's too far off.
Now, we thinking by the books right now. But let's think logically as well. If I'm Chipotle and you McDonald's, and I know you established, and I'm just trying to get in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I come to you and I say, hey, help me get established. I'm going to put your name on it. This is our plan. I need your help, though. You give me X amount of support. Once I get rolling, we're going to say we're taking you out of this.
Mm-hmm.
But we know I'm still indebted to you for what you did.
Yeah.
So according to the book, now I know this is big business, and you know, but people are who they are, and to get around a loophole, we wouldn't do anything. So we're going to say we're taking you out. We're going to say you withdrawn. Because how long from the establishment to the date of withdrawal, how long was that? Do we know?
No, don't even say it. Let me check.
Either way, McDonald's saved me.
2006.
2006.
So that's what, 8 years?
That's a long time. Yeah, let's go back to the first scenario. McDonald's just misjudged.
They misjudged on that.
They just misjudged. They because 8 years to get $1 billion. You thinking, okay, you really ain't gonna make the money I thought you was gonna make. So I'm gonna step back. I'm gonna let you have this. You up now? You established now? Enjoy your pennies.
We're
20 billion now. You might be a little bit of competition.
Right.
They
maybe
are
just a little bit.
A little bit. The only thing is McDonald's are everywhere. See, McDonald's got monopolized. Chipotle ain't that big yet.
No,
it's
so
hard.
$20 billion is nothing to McDonald's.
No, it's
nothing.
Really.
But if I own McDonald's and I see that, it bothers me.
Yeah, because I don't know where they're going to be in the next
8 years. Yeah, that's it on Chipotle. But Mickey D's, hey, man. Tighten up.
Y'all missed that one.
Tighten up.
It gets in the next one.
I throw this in because I had to. And I know we're going to go into it later, but I had to throw this in. Johnny Manziel flips off skin.
Mm-hmm.
After looking out of sync and lost, Johnny Football gave the Washington Redskins sideline the finger. What y'all think?
I think that's Johnny Manziel. I mean, not shocked, not surprised at all.
Same here. I'm not shocked or surprised at all. We knew this already before he came to the league, that this was what he brings. So
it's going to be every season you're going to have some Johnny Manziel news.
Is it
Johnny Manziel?
What would be more? Well, maybe I'm asking a person from my standpoint, because I get that, because I understand that we done seen it. We know who it is as far as his character. He's young. He's young. He's making some immature decisions right now. Get it? Would it be smart with him making these decisions? I lost my train of thought, but I'm going to catch it. with him making these decisions and his football play being not up to par because he was looking out of sync and lost, now this becomes detrimental to the Cleveland Browns.
It was detrimental before he played a game.
So you think even if he was lightening up, the fact that this character flaw or this immaturity is still showing his head.
It's probably a blessing that he's not
good
performing above expectation because his ego probably would go
right.
along with
right.
his performance.
Right. It might even feel it. Yep.
So just a finger so much at this point, hey, call it a blessing.
You're right. Because if a man give you the finger and he ain't doing nothing.
I'm there are growing pains in rookies, and I think that he's going to go through, and I'm sorry it's happening so early, a frustrating phase in his career when he is not throwing touchdowns, when he is not performing on the field like he's used to and like everybody's used to seeing him do.
Mm-hmm.
When he goes through that, when he's not doing that, it's going to really show his character. Is he going to thrive and become the superstar that everybody think he can become, or he's gonna be the next Ryan Leaf. Definition of a bust.
Bust.
Here's the thing with Johnny Manziel, and I told y'all before the draft, I didn't see Johnny Manziel playing the level of performance we saw in college. I don't see in the pros from Johnny Manziel as a quarterback. I don't see that. But the man Johnny Manziel is gonna have to show up sooner or later. When you can't. Your performance level doesn't warrant your personality. At some point, you're going to have to humble yourself and come down if you want to survive in this league. So he's either going to A, like you say, bust, or B, he'll humble himself and get down to the basics of what he needs to get to, which is football, and let the rest of that be what it is. Personally, I can't say what will happen, but I think we've seen Johnny Manziel, we're going to see.
So you don't think it's going to be no progression for him?
I'm not saying I don't think he's going to progress at all, but will he
but
be
But it's not going
to
be what they expect.
I never did think that.
Yeah, that's true. I get that. You said that. He's a proven winner. He still has the opportunity to prove me wrong. I'm going to have to stick with him right now. But it didn't look good against the Redskins. I'm going to be honest with you. That's probably the first game I really caught a preseason. And he didn't look good at all.
And granted, it is preseason.
Boy, you looked real good.
It is preseason, but he flicking birds already during preseason.
In a game that don't matter.
He flicking birds. Oh, it's looking bad for him. Boy, I'm sorry, Cleveland. At least y'all got LeBron.
Yeah.
But see, that doesn't help either. Because you hanging with LeBron and you feel like you on LeBron level. You're not on LeBron level.
No, you're not.
Even though you're a professional, even though you're getting paid, you're not on the same level. He's kind of warranted
everything he gets.
He is warranted. He's earned it.
Is he the Justin Bieber of football?
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh. Even though, I was going to say Bieber is savage, but shoot. Johnny Manziel, he won a Heisman Trophy as a freshman.
Hey,
this is
just
a $1 million
record.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So,
million record.
I'm gonna say this.
It's
legitimate
because Bieber hanging with Mayweather.
But he is not on
Mayweather level.
There's a young man in Tallahassee right now that I hope is paying attention to Johnny Manziel.
Mm-hmm.
I hope is learning something from what he's seeing from Johnny Manziel, because this guy has the potential to go into, from what we've seen in his freshman year college, size, speed, football intelligence, that's where it stops at. Off the field intelligence, man, you need to pay attention to what you're seeing this guy go through. Because he has the ability to go into the NFL and be an excellent, a stellar quarterback.
Yes. The sad part about him is almost what you see with Johnny Manziel. After they won the Heisman, you kind of wanted them to rush through their senior year so they wouldn't get in trouble and hurry up and get in the NFL. And that's what you kind of, at this point, with Jameson, I'm going to be honest with you. I want him to play this year, but I kind of almost sometimes you wish we had a new quarterback established at Florida State and he had went on to the pros already. Get in trouble over there.
That's
a fan
of. I was just saying, that's coming from a fan.
That's the fan of.
He has some more development.
He has a lot more.
You think he's doing it this year? Well, hold on, because we don't went into the.
He's gonna do it this remaining time at Florida State. To be honest, that's what I'm saying.
And this
the growth that he may receive may not be on the college level anymore.
This is where coaching is imperative.
Jimbo is not the coach.
Jimbo is not the coach for him. He's gonna let him be who he is. Okay, I'm sorry.
We'll get there. Last topic, and close it out on a good note, like we always try to do. Little League phenomenon, first to make SI cover. Monet Davis makes the cover of Sports Illustrated. The 13-year-old pitching sensation became the first Little League to grace the cover of SI in the 60-year history of the magazine. She is no stranger to making history. Just a week prior, she became the first girl to throw a shutout in the Little League World Series. Now, I didn't say, Matt, think about this. This is a female we're talking about playing with males. Boys and girls, of course, not grown men and women, but she is excelling.
Boys, girls, yes, but at the top of the game as far as that level is concerned.
As far as she can go right now.
Right now.
Like, she's at the what's the word?
Pinnacle.
There you go.
Yeah.
She's at the pinnacle. She's not doing this in a girl league.
No, she's doing this only with young boys.
And we're not talking about just any boys. We're talking about Little League World Series.
Yeah.
These are the best in the world.
Shut up. And if I'm not mistaken, the World Series is still going on. They're still in it. It's a team out of St. Louis, I think she's played for. Which is what's up, man. I want to give a shout out to her because that was big for me, and she's just 13 years old, which is also big.
Yeah, I love it, but at the same time, it scares me. And I'm being honest because what is being proven, or the case is now going to be made that girls should be allowed to play in boy leagues, and.
I know you're going
to I'm
going
to sound real.
But they obviously already do it. She's in the league. It's too late.
Yes, this is on the girl level, boy and girl level. I'm talking about when you get into collegiate and professional.
Well,
if
we already
push for, well, you already got the collegiate. You already got the collegiate.
Yeah, that in the internet a while back was a female, what was it, DB?
Yeah.
Yeah, so some, it was like a D1, 2A or something like that. One of D1. You got to get that information again,
because I want to follow.
Yeah, see what's going on with
that. Oh, please believe Sports Center going to keep me in contact with
it. See what's going on. Supposed to be making too much noise.
Well,
you
ain't playing
nothing
yet. So.
That's right. Correct. You're right. You're right. Season will kick off the 28th, I think.
All I'm concerned with is the 29th.
What happened on the 29th?
Ain't that Labor Day, 29th?
Yeah, I think so, because it's always that first weekend in September.
Okay. Monday night is what I'm concerned with.
Wait, let me ask you a question. Is Florida State playing Miami?
I don't know.
Miami?
I really don't care. No.
Oh, okay.
Miami playing Louisville that night.
Oh, okay. Anyway, let's
give Monet her credit. Big ups.
Keep doing your thing, man. It's an inspiration. It really shows us at the end of the day, anybody can do anything if you just put your mind to it. That's what it's all about. That, man, we'll close up in the note.
You want to give our...
We got a call. Oh, okay.
See if they had a comment about the in the note.
Comment.
Close it out.
Something on the in the note. Yeah, bring them on in.
Caller, you live. You have a question or a comment about what you heard in the note so far?
What up, fellas?
What up, my
two
boy?
Two up, two down.
Hey, I was taking some notes while y'all was talking. You know what I'm saying? I agree with I only make comments on three of the topics y'all talked about. Going back to the Johnny Manziel thing.
Redskins.
Talking about my squad right there. And there was an article on ESPN today where they asked a couple of players about what happened in that situation. And what the comment was, they was heckling Johnny when he came to the sidelines. They told him that everybody in college, I mean, everybody in NFL is faster than them boys in college, and you're like, running around that you did in college. You can't do it no more. You're playing with the big boys now. You're playing with grown men. And he got irritated with the comment, and that's when he flicked them off. So, you know, just give him a little insight on that topic.
Gotcha.
No, don't rush through that. Because this needs to be discussed. Because I wanted to talk about it at the end of the season, too. I told y'all they shouldn't have picked Johnny Manziel.
He's going
to
stay on it because he picked.
I'm telling y'all, even if you pick him, don't pick him that high. He's not going to be what you think he's going to be. It's a different level.
I think they end up getting him on just the luck of the draw, didn't they? Because Manziel went like 16.
It was another boy on the board, and I'm so glad he didn't go there. I'm just so glad he did not go there. When Bridgewater was still on the board, I'm so glad that they did not take him. You know what I'm saying? Because just think about it. I'm not too sold on Cleveland's offense. You know what I'm talking about? The running back, the dude Tate from Houston, he was a backup to the backup, you know what I'm saying, last year in Houston. And they're giving him a starting job in Cleveland. And then you go out and you got Josh Gordon who probably be suspended for at a bare minimum of 6 games at least.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, he's typically looking at a year suspension already on the books, but he's appealing it, trying to say he got caught up in secondhand smoke, and now he's trying to appeal that. So you don't know how long he's gonna get, but right now it's a year. And then on the other side of Josh Gordon, Miles Austin, he's washed up. And I just ain't sold on their offense. The only good piece out of that offense is Jordan Cameron, but he can't catch as a tight end. I don't see no tight end putting up a 1,000-yard season or having a serious impact like that. So I mean,
you can't have it. I'm sorry. We're gonna save that for the main event.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Go ahead.
Right now, go ahead with the next one. We got off Johnny Manziel. He got it.
All right. And the McDonald's comment. The McDonald's versus Chipotle. I just wonder in that statement, because that was something I did not know, but think about, y'all have seen the TV show Shark Tank?
Mm-hmm.
What if Chipotle came to McDonald's on some Shark Tank level and was like, look, you know what I'm saying, we'll give you X amount of percent of our company for a certain amount of time so we can pay back this loan that we get from you. So after we pay back the loan, then we want our percentage of our ownership back. So what if it was like that, you know what I'm saying? What if it was like, They agreed to invest into them until they got that loan paid back, and then once the loan was paid back, they had no choice but to give them their stock back. It may not have been that they didn't want to give them their stock back, or it may not have been that they didn't hear something that made them be like, you know what, let's get up out of this business. It may just have been in the contract that after they paid the money back, they, you know what I'm saying, they had to pull out.
Which, that's kind of where I was trying to go with the
point,
alternate thought pattern, but I got lost in that. I don't know. It does. I mean,
it makes total
it's
sense.
Business.
Yeah. And McDonald's made a profit for the time they was there.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably, that was now everybody would want keeping their job. Because you gave me what you said initially. And we knew they was going to grow, but I'm okay with that because I'm McDonald's.
McDonald's.
You know what I mean? Today, I'm the biggest fast food franchise. Probably, I know on popularity alone, it's the biggest. I wouldn't know on sales, but I'm pretty sure it is.
They're the biggest.
Any place and you go up, and hold on, Mark, right quick. Any place can go up, and you can put a Burger King and a Wendy's right across the street every time they go up, and it still sells?
Out sales.
That is big. Go ahead, Mark.
I equate McDonald's to being, you know what I'm saying, just the in-and-out quick shop, you know what I'm saying? But I think if you look at where you place the McDonald's is also key and relevant to the success of that McDonald's, because I can tell you right now, I have 2 McDonald's in my nearby neighborhood, and I hate to use this, and you know, especially with the situation that's going on in Ferguson right now, we got a white McDonald's, we got a black McDonald's. If I go to the black McDonald's, my service is not going to be the same. My food is not going to be as hot. My, you know what I'm saying? The requirements that you think that you normally going to get from McDonald's, the level of expectation that you have from hearing the word, the name McDonald's, that brand recognition is not the same that it would be in the white McDonald's. The white McDonald's, I promise you, I don't get no attitude. If I say I want you know, no salt on my fries. I'm getting that because that's the service level that this McDonald's gives me. And that just in that alone, like, I live from the white McDonald's. I'd probably say I live maybe about 5-10 minutes from that McDonald's, whereas the black McDonald's, I might live probably about 2 or 3 minutes from that McDonald's. And I would take that time to go to the white side just because I know that I'm going to get a better service and I'm going to get better quality. So,
it's crazy to hear you say white McDonald's and black McDonald's.
And we know what the hell he's talking about.
We know what he's talking about because I do it too. But at the end of the day, I want to go here. What makes me know McDonald's is something, a whole different beast. I don't even consider them the best fast food restaurant.
No, I don't. But I go to them.
How does that happen? Like, yeah, they food can't stand up to Checkers food to me. And a couple others. Wendy's better than McDonald's to me. I know for, I believe.
I said Wendy's burgers.
That's what I'm talking. Well, I mean, chicken, I'm going to go somewhere else. I ain't going. We're talking about Burger Giant.
But no, I'm talking about, like, the sandwiches at Wendy's is better than the sandwiches at McDonald's. But if I want some fries, if I'm craving fries, I want McDonald's fries.
Or McDonald's. If I want some fries, straight up.
No. So McDonald's fries better than Checkers fries?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
We don't have a Checkers here, so. But
y'all have a Checkers?
Y'all, no rallies?
No, we don't have no Checkers and no rallies here. But rallies, if I had a choice, rallies would be, you know, for fries. Rallies is where I'm going.
That's Checkers.
That's Checkers. It's the same thing.
But I'm just saying, no, but we don't have that here in Richmond. I mean, if you know what I'm saying, in order to get to the nearest rallies, I have to drive like an hour, hour and a half just to get to the nearest one.
What we're saying is we agree. You agreeing with us that rallies / Checkers fries is better than McDonald's fries. Anyway, let's keep moving. What you got on the next? You said you had
on the last topic, in regards to the Best Buy versus Target versus Walmart, I just think that in that regard, you know what I'm saying, you have a specialization versus a generalization. Like, when we talk about electronics, I'm going to Best Buy, so I need to buy something because I can go there and they have different people in different departments who specialize in TVs, who specialize in home appliances, who specialize in computers. Yeah, Walmart has all that in one place. But if I go there and I ask them, you know, about specifics about, let me compare this TV to this TV, this computer to this computer, you know, this iPad to a Kindle or whatever, you're not gonna get that level of knowledge that you would get from a Best Buy. So for me, I don't think Best Buy would end up going anywhere because of that fact alone. Like, sometimes when I make purchases, I want to go in there and see the purchase, have hands-on experience with that item, and talk to somebody who can give me, you know what, well, you like this. It may be, you know what I'm saying, a step up or a step down in the price range, but, you know, if you can look at these items right here, who will give me that knowledge? When I go to Walmart, I don't have to go to Walmart and be like, yeah, can I get this one? No, we ain't got this one in stock. You're just getting that generalization. You're getting that one-stop shopping. It's almost like going to a Sam's Club or a Costco, because all you get is just a big variety. You don't have that personal knowledge, I think. And then comparing Walmart to Target, I think people look at Target as being more of a high-end budget place. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I would say I find more of the people go to Target, they're shopping in Target for their clothing items, like, you know what I'm saying, just like T-shirts or pants or whatever. When they go to Walmart, we're going to get the, you know, the generic deodorants. We're going to get the sodas, you know, the food and things like that. But when I go to Target, I'm going to get my clothing or something that I feel is a little bit more high-end. Because you always hear the girls talking about Target as Target. At least here, anyway, they call it Target. It's like it's from, you know, like it's a Macy's or something. So I think when you compare those stores, you have different crowds. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have... Like, every time I go to Walmart, and y'all said this earlier about the lines, it's like,
yeah.
Every time I go to Walmart, I'm looking at the people in Walmart, and it look like you either came from the club or you on your way to the club. You know what I'm saying? You don't never see, and I know all y'all see the little pictures from people, how they dress in Walmart, you know what I'm saying? People with their butt crack showing or whatever. You ain't never seen that from a crowd in Target. You've never seen pictures of people inappropriately dressed or, you know, off-the-wall crazy dress in Target than you do in Walmart. I think you're just having different crowds. And I also noticed, too, that in Richmond, you have the crowd is different. Like, in the I want to call them black communities, and in our black communities, we have more Walmarts than we do Targets. We may have one or two Targets sparingly around, but we have more Walmarts than we do Targets. And then when you go out to the white communities, you have more Targets than you do Walmarts.
Well, those are two good analyses, or however you say the word.
We'll make them up.
Yeah, that's what we do. We need to come up with our own dictionary. But the thing about, I'm going back to Best Buy versus Walmart. The thing about it is, there are too few of you. You know what I mean? I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But most people, I already have an idea about what I want, and if I don't like it, I just bring it back.
And
I ain't got
women.
The time to go through all that.
It's going
to
be mostly women in Walmart anyway who decide to buy their TV there because they don't want to go through it. It's a TV.
I don't care about all that. It's a TV. And it's cheap and it look good and okay, I want this. And if I don't like it, I bring it back. I'm not going through all the precursors before I purchase. So I get what you're saying, and for that reason, yes, Best Buy may survive, but it's too few and far in between. So,
yeah, but you have people like me who are into that. Like, I want to know, you know what I'm saying, is this 1080p? Is this a smart TV? How many HDMI ports is on the back? How many inputs do I have? I want to know those things before I make my purchase. And then on top of that, I'm the type of person that when I'm going to make a purchase like that, I'm researching. I'm going to CNET to find out which TV got the best reviews. I'm going to find out. Then I'm going to come down to three TVs, and I want to go see them and have hands-on experience with them. I am that person. So when I make a purchase, I do go to the Best Buy over Walmart.
Well, yeah, just pray for the survival of Best Buy then.
Because all I was going to say is if Walmart started to offer you everything that Best Buy offers you now, right, the people, the knowledge, the know-how of all these electronics right now. If Walmart was to offer you that, I mean, what would be the need of Best Buy? There won't be any need.
Right.
So right now, I agree with you, Mark. They're capitalizing on specializing on a particular market that is predominantly
male.
Yeah. It's male-driven because mostly men care about everything you just listed. You know, you ask a woman what an HD port is, she's going to look at you cross-eyed because she don't know what the hell you're talking about. So, yeah, it's catered towards us. As long as that's what we want, then, yeah, they'll survive. The moment Walmart offers us that 24 hours a day, Best Buy is out the door.
Yeah.
But even in saying that, Walmart will always have the advantage because who's the bigger consumer? Male or female?
Female. There you go.
So, appreciate your input on the end of note. We need to go ahead and move on into this gridiron
roundup. Yeah,
ready for that. Can I just throw one more thing in there before y'all switch subjects real quick?
Just one.
And make it quick.
Did y'all hear about Kevin Durant being offered 10 years, $265 to $285 million from Under Armour to leave Nike?
Yeah, I heard about that.
To leave Nike?
Yeah, because they're trying to snatch
him from Nike because he said that his Nike deal was only $175 million last year. I mean, our business related to Oklahoma City was roughly about $175 million, and they said that we could give him $265 to $285 if he leaves a 10-year contract.
Business? You take it. The only thing is, my issue is he going to need that money to get his feet fixed in the future to mess around on the Under Armour shoes. What do we know about Under Armour shoes?
That's all of it for me. I mean, you taking a chance. Well, yeah, you're getting paid, but in the long run,
Nike promotion,
Nike
buying.
Already has.
Nobody buy Under Armour just for Kevin Durant.
What they're trying to do, from me listening to this, Nike has LeBron, Nike has KD. We not gonna get LeBron, but if we can get KD,
we can bring somebody over here.
We can make this rivalry a little. We can have the rivalry on the court, and we can have it in marketing.
I think it makes sense.
That's the only way they're gonna get in the game.
It's gonna be they gonna need a little bit more than Kevin Durant, though. As far as I'm concerned,
who else can you go get?
You need somebody else. No, get him. Get him if you can.
No, D Wade was with.
But
you're
gonna need
right?
somebody else.
Converse, I think.
Converse with Nike.
Right.
And they gave him a big contract like that.
But at the end of the day, KD is popular. KD's unpopular.
He is.
Really, honestly, if you don't at this point, Kobe's kind of disintegrated.
Yeah,
no. So if you, the person you can put up against LeBron is the reigning MVP, KD.
Yeah, that's
so
it.
So that's a smart move.
Smart move by them. I just think they need to bring in the whole squad. Get five, sign four more people, and bring this our starting five.
At the end of the day, they're not going. It's kind of like McDonald's and Burger King.
Yeah.
No matter what Burger King do, you're not going to take McDonald's.
They already got his name.
Nike is going to be Nike.
Yeah, Nike already got his name. Everybody wants to be Nike. Everybody want to wear Nike.
But this will boost Under Armour's name.
Yeah. They will make money.
I don't think they're going at it. The competition is there, but I don't think they're trying to.
Let me tell you what it told me is that Under Armour carry basketball shoes. I didn't know they even did basketball shoes.
I know they control football.
They got football on lock, as far as I know.
Every sport. Well, I'm not saying on lock,
but
they in there.
I didn't know they had. I didn't know they had basketball shoes.
Even the, you know, the little.
The dry fit shoes.
Yeah. Under the, with the pads and all that, they got all that. They're in basketball, too. Because they don't make them in tank tops now.
If they can offer this man this type of money,
yeah, they
got
money.
No. I know they got the money.
Tennis shoe game.
I know they got the money. I just didn't know they was going the basketball shoe route.
Listen, the same people you said you would have fired from Chipotle,
mm-hmm.
Under Armour got.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They got them and they see something totally bigger than what we can see. Now I said they ain't gonna knock Nike off this and the third, but with all the stuff we just listed that they have on lock,
yeah. They know something.
Just to have a large stake. I don't got to have the tennis shoe game on lock. Just give me a big enough stake.
They know something.
To add with the rest of this.
Because they get Nike a run for their money in the uniforms now. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, Nike, really, it was Nike and Adidas.
Yeah.
But I think Under Armour's even falling in there now.
I don't even see Adidas no more.
Ooh, basketball, maybe. But that's about it. You got some basketball teams.
Kids. It's Nike and Under
Armour. College,
mm-hmm.
I'm saying, yeah.
Nike and
Under Armour,
that's it.
All right. Gridiron, round up. Let's go. What we doing?
Let's go, man. Let's move on into it. Our first subtopic to move into is NCAA football. Collegiate football, as we like to say. Let's get it out there, man. What's up? What are we looking at this year? What you think?
Man.
You know this year goes to the four-team playoff for the first time. A lot of people saying it's not fair. Some people say it's what is needed. What's your outlook on just the whole overall NCAA this upcoming season?
I agree with the playoff system. Limiting it to 14, though, I don't know if that was the right move. It is better than the BCS.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I mean,
when you get undefeated teams not playing. Yeah.
If I had to go through the option of choosing 14 playoff versus BCS, I'm going to choose 14 playoff all day. Now, at least three more teams have a shot.
Yeah.
My question is, let's just jump right to it. Who do y'all predict them four teams to be before we kick the college?
If we go off into, right now, the polls, the AP poll and the USA Today, because there's no longer a BCS poll.
Mm-hmm.
AP poll is kind of identical besides three. I think the three switches. In the AP, you got Florida State at one, Alabama at 2, Oregon at 3, Oklahoma at 4, Ohio State at 5, but they just lost their quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
6, you got Auburn. 7 is UCLA. 8, Michigan State. 9, South Carolina. Ball coach finds his way in the top 10 all the time. And 10 is Baylor.
Baylor been balling
a lot. But I mean, think about a school that we didn't even know of basketball. Then they made a name in basketball, and now they make a name in football.
They're baby UConn. Well, no, UConn ain't got no football team. So they are baby Stanford.
Stanford, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because Stanford is number 11, too. Now that I think about it. The only difference in the USA Today poll is at 2. No, I'm sorry. It's at 3. Oklahoma is 3 and Oregon is 4. And then the other one, Oklahoma is 3, and opposite way, Oregon is 3, and Oklahoma is 4.
Auburn and Ohio State are swapped too.
Auburn and Ohio State?
Yeah.
Okay, so now, having said that, who are we picking to go to this college playoff?
Without seeing anybody yet, and going off last year, and knowing what we got to look at, Florida State definitely. Alabama, you gotta put Nick Saban in now. He's consecutively been in it, so you gotta put him in now. I don't know about Oklahoma. Oklahoma choke artist. Bob Stoops, great coach, but if you don't get to the big one, they find a way to lose somewhere in the season. So I can't take them. I will put Oregon, because Oregon's gonna stay in the top 2-3. It's done happened the last 5 or 6 years. Now with Ohio State falling, I'm gonna take Oregon. I mean Auburn.
So that's your top four?
That's my four. Four and it's pretty much based off the rankings.
Alabama, Oregon and Auburn.
Yeah.
What you got?
I mean, for the most part, my match is this. I think Oklahoma gonna pull it out.
You think so?
Get that fourth spot, me personally. But I swap out either Auburn or Oklahoma in that fourth spot. Oklahoma for me.
I want to give.
See, one of these four teams probably gonna go undefeated, so that's guaranteeing them.
One of them.
All of them can. If all of them go, now you fall back into the same thing. But it's the best four teams, but what if that fifth team is undefeated too?
Nothing to go by strength of schedule.
Alright, but this is what I'm saying. It's always going to be an issue. Until you play all the way out. And which is crazy. You can't because there's so many teams in collegiate.
Well, yeah, you got to. But AP is a mixture of
college
your overall record. And what else goes into the AP record? That's just the press.
Yeah, it's the no.
Associated Press.
Yeah, both of them, really. Honestly, when it comes down to it. Because the USA Today is the same thing.
If Team 5 goes undefeated and you haven't made a case that you're better than Team 4, then you still five.
Yeah. You can't clean it all the way up because, like we said, it's too many teams.
Yeah.
To do a playoff like the pros do. But this is probably the best bet.
Schedule is warranted. That's warranted in the determination of your ranking.
Yeah. That's the part. That's the part.
What they have also, strength of schedule, strength of record, game control, which reflects chances that an average top 25 team would control games from start to finish to end the way this team did given the schedule.
Gotcha.
All right.
The margin of victory.
FPI, Football Power Index.
So it'll even itself out. I think
you're going to have a lot of upsets this year. A lot of those in the top 10 going to get knocked off in the first 4 weeks, I say. I just believe that.
Michigan State good for that. Who else good for that?
I can see Ohio State good for that.
Ohio State, they probably in trouble. South Carolina good for that. South Carolina definitely good for that.
You can say what you want, but Florida State, Florida State might be in that. I hate to say this because I don't like Florida State like that. I'm saying that. Might be some of it. You know. But I do want them in Miami. You know, I have to bring Miami next. I do want them to meet undefeated.
Right.
I want that game to be both of them have no losses on the record. We get a rematch from last year. To me, that's our season. That's our season.
It's our season every year.
Any of them Florida matchups can make or break
your season a lot of times.
Florida's not even in the top 25.
I realize.
You see what's been going on in Florida lately? Let's see what Tua got to say about this. Who you going to go to the playoff now?
Hey, I just want to throw this little piece in real quick. Oklahoma's starting running back has been suspended for the whole year, so that does change dynamics on Oklahoma's bid for them four spots out there.
Yeah, I don't think they will.
I still rock with the majority right here. You know what I'm saying? I still think it's gonna be Florida State, Bama, Oregon, and I can call that last one, but you know what I'm saying? Just like Gary said, the top two Florida State and Bama is always in the national conversation every year. Oregon has been turning it on, you know what I'm saying, here lately. It's gonna be a good season, but I don't see two coming out of the SEC.
Don't?
I do not.
So if you don't take two out of the SEC, then Florida State, Bam, We're gonna put Bama. We're gonna guarantee Bama that. Bama, Oklahoma, and Oregon. And Auburn comes next, Ohio State. And the way the rankings are.
I don't think Ohio State gonna make it.
I think dude from the court, the new quarterback for Ohio State has a chance to shine in these first couple weeks because the schedule for Ohio State is generous enough for him to get his seat up under him to get into the meat and potatoes of Ohio State's schedule. But I still don't think he's going to be strong enough to pull it through. Now, had the quarterback not got injured, yeah, I would have to put Ohio State in the conversation. But right now, this very instant, I can't give him that. I can't give him that right now.
Okay, so the consensus is that Florida State going to make it.
Right.
Alabama going to make it. We saying Oregon going to make it. But that four team is a toss.
I think it's going to be out of the SEC. I think you're going to get two out of the SEC. If there's anything we do know, the SEC is the hardest conference in football. And this is why this was put in place.
How many in the top 10 are the SEC? Three?
What is it?
Alabama.
Or
Auburn.
So it's three, yeah.
This is why I say it's not going to be two out of the SEC. And it's not just the SEC. I'm going to say this about any conference that has a championship title game for their conference. Because of the championship conference game, you can't have that team go undefeated because of the fact that they have to play each other in that championship conference game. So if you have, let's just say, Bama versus, just for the sake of conversation, Auburn, I don't know if they're on the same side or if they're in two different conferences in the SEC, because they would have to play each other in the national title game, in their SEC championship game, that would knock out the loser from being included in that top four. So that's what I'm saying.
No,
not necessarily.
They played for the national championship for it, didn't they?
Yeah, but it would not come out anyway, because if that team behind them already has a loss, and Auburn or Alabama team record is seen to be better,
record and all that stuff is better than that.
It's
kind
of like Ohio State. Nobody wanted to see Ohio State play Florida State last year if Alabama would have lost against Auburn.
Yeah.
So, it falls back into it. If you would have had to be able to vote with one loss with Alabama and with Ohio State, well, Ohio State was undefeated. They would have been undefeated. But if they say if they wasn't and they had one loss, everybody would have voted for Alabama.
Right.
Yeah, because it just made for a better game.
Right. So even if the SEC conference comes down to it and both of them undefeated and you got another team in the top four that has one loss, it's still a chance you might see two teams in the SEC.
What this playoff does is it establishes a clear cut, number one.
Right.
It removes all of that strength of schedule. It removes
that.
Because if it comes down to four teams and now we line up against each other, whatever you did before this moment right here, don't count.
Yeah.
We starting 0-0 right now.
And they say, the two semifinals we played in the Sugar Bowl and the Rose Bowl.
Mm.
And then that Monday night,
it'll
be championship, but it'll be in a different city every year. Kind of like Super Bowl.
That's what's up. They bring in more money to it.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah, and they're drawing you more into it. It's three games now.
Let me ask you a question, though. Should you take that four piece and make it an 8 piece, make it a 12 piece, make it a 16 piece?
See,
you know
what I said.
I say at least 8. I say
but
8.
For right now, I think 4.
You
gotta
try 4
because 8 would complicate things. Now you put teams in there that don't necessarily deserve.
You gotta make it worth it first.
Yeah,
make
this
it 4.
You fighting. You fighting hard. Get that fourth spot.
That 8, though, that opens the door for Cinderella-type teams, I think.
Yeah, but see, I don't think that has a place in the NCAA basketball because you play so many games.
Right.
And like you say, it's happening so fast.
Yeah, but in football, we play once a week. I want to see the best of the best of the best. That's it. So I think it's going to make – this could ultimately boost college football a step ahead pro football.
Yes, it could.
Following definitely, because now it's like you said, it's more clear cut now. Who's who?
And that's the only thing.
That's the only qualm against college.
And people
because
say,
the
oh,
passion
yeah,
level
is,
yeah. Is you can't compare the passion in the NFL to the passion in the in college football. I mean, college football, you got people crying every week. You see tears. You don't see that in the NFL. We lost. Okay, we'll play them again next, when they come around for the next division game.
Yeah, you don't even see people crying and losing Super Bowl anymore. You used to see that a lot. And then,
But college.
It all depends in the Super Bowl to me, because it all depends. Like, if you play a game like and Derek, I don't mean to make me come at this game, but
here we go.
If you play a Super Bowl like that where your score is like that, no, I don't expect to see you crying on the sideline because you got blown out. You came here and you did not perform. But if you told me the Super Bowl came down to, let's just say, the
San Francisco Baltimore.
Where
something like that was down to a last-second field goal, and that type of game, yeah, I can understand some tears being shed right there. But you know what I'm saying? If it's a blowout, I don't expect you to cry, nigga. You just didn't perform today.
But we ain't seen them crying in them games, Omar, in the ones that the San Francisco game. You don't see it like you used to.
No.
That's all I'm saying. I get your point. Now, if I'm blowed out, I should have cried at halftime, especially the Super Bowl this year. I'm just going to be honest. I might have been. I took a little break. Everybody thought I'd go in the bathroom, but it's okay. But, yeah, I feel you. But I think, like T pointed out, I think this brings that quality to college football that they need.
Here's why.
They don't have to come start paying soon.
College football plays faster than the NFL. I mean, the gameplay is just faster. It's
faster game.
Coupled with the passion.
I don't think so.
What?
Look at college football. When it's a first down, the clock stops in order for the chain gang to move along, to reset the chains, put the ball back down, get the ball back in play, and then go again. You don't have that in the NFL. In the 2-minute warning, when it's 2 minutes on the clock, man, if the chain gang ain't keeping up, that's a chain gang problem. Well, the clock ain't stopping. We still keep it going. You got to spike the ball and stop the clock. In college, you have that time for you to set the play, call your play at the line before the chain game, before they put the ball back in play, because they got to set the chains and all that. College may be faster, but I don't think the dynamics of the college game is better than the football, than the NFL, because the fact of the matter is, if you look at sometimes, like look at Johnny Manziel, for example. Johnny Manziel didn't operate out of a huddle in college. He went straight to the line, and I think his name is Shaw, the coach for Texas A&M. They looked at the sideline. He called the play from the sideline based on what the defense was giving him.
So therefore, you're proving my point that the college game is faster. That's all I'm saying. You're not huddling up every time. You don't know. We may go down the field and don't huddle up at all. We just may run a no huddle offense. College game is faster than the NFL game, man.
But even with moving the sticks,
it's a faster game.
And that's why Johnny, like you pointed out earlier, that's why Johnny Manziel don't get. It's a different athlete.
Exactly.
It's not a different game. It's a different athlete. The speed is faster. You moving just as fast as you were there, but these boys move a little faster than that.
I've mastered the level you just came from. I've also mastered the level you coming into. You ain't on my level. You don't even understand what I understand about this game, but you can come in. See, that's why you get bounties in your head, because you disrespect that I already put into this.
Dog, you don't like John.
No, I don't like it. I don't. Let's move on from that, man.
Okay.
He's in the pros. We're talking about NC.
Let's talk about Florida State.
You don't want to do that.
Let's go straight forward.
Ooh. Mark, you might want to sit down for this one because you ain't. Look.
Mark, who your team? Who your college football team?
He
don't want to talk about it. He's a Michigan
fan. It's a boy up in Michigan, man.
Michigan and Notre Dame.
Michigan, how you got two teams that we ain't going to get
Michigan and Notre Dame, I remember that.
You like two rivals.
Right, you can chime in. You know about college football. You know Florida is the home of the football state. It's the football state home in college.
Yeah.
You got Florida State. You got South Florida. You got Central Florida coming up. You got Miami. And you got Florida.
I don't like how Miami fell way down.
Way
down.
My bad.
It's
all right.
My bad.
It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. We in the bottom.
Disrespect we get.
We in the bottom.
My
so take the bottom.
My bad. My bad. Did I hit everybody? I know you got FIU or something like that, but we talking about legitimate.
Yeah. And I really don't see UCF. I mean, they will still have a football program, but not at Blake is on.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
You're going to see a drop. And they're running back.
They're running back going 2 years.
They both on
they're
the
not even
team.
In the top 25. They is? I didn't know that.
But anyway, I want we don't play Florida this year. Y'all play Florida every year. We don't play Florida this year. We play y'all every year. So the Florida State game to me really ain't that big of a deal. I don't care about it. And sometimes I don't even watch it because I just feel like Florida State is going to beat them. At the end of the day, we talk about the college football Super Bowl.
We got South Florida, too.
Man, see, that's another one. Well, I'll wait for it.
South Florida coming up?
Yeah.
This year might be a little different.
Yeah. They
you
up
remember
coming.
South Florida beat them a couple years back.
This year might be a little different. The South Florida on our schedule.
They was
not,
on our schedule last year.
Last year.
Yeah.
No,
year
not
that.
This year. No.
We ain't got on anything we have on this year. But.
I'm okay with that.
they talking about putting Florida and Alabama, I think.
Miami?
Yeah, we're gonna on our off year we're gonna swap, and we're gonna renew those rivalries of playing Alabama and Florida again.
That'd be good.
Right now,
you come
to
the U versus Alabama.
Alabama and Florida every year, off season, off years. What you got to say?
Yeah, right? We waiting.
Wait. The state of Florida or the University of Florida?
University of Florida versus University of Miami and University of Miami on the off season. The next year they would play Alabama.
Right.
Alabama or LSU, but
there you go.
They're leading towards Alabama.
What's the benefit of playing Alabama or LSU?
Credibility.
Because that's
strength
of schedule.
We need that strength
of schedule.
All over
the Sunshine State.
Oh,
here we go. Just be glad we ain't playing Michigan.
Did you see the championships that you won? So they're going to Florida State beat Alabama.
Man, I will give Florida State that, but that's, you know what I'm saying, how long it took y'all to get there? When the last time y'all was relevant?
I told you to sit down.
Is that what I remember?
Man, your team is Michigan. You can't even talk about no team in Florida. Last time y'all won a championship, we don't want a couple. Everybody in our head
won. We didn't ask that question. The question was, you asked me to ask the answer about the, you know what I'm saying, Florida. So I'm speaking on Florida. The schools in Florida. That's what you asked me, right?
Go ahead. Well, say it again, Mark. Say it again, because I was getting on them and him. Say it again.
I said, you just asked me to comment on that. So I'm commenting on what you asked me. You didn't ask me about my squad. You said, what's up with that?
For you, right.
You know what I'm
saying?
Florida State ain't been relevant till now.
Okay, right. Cool. So, right. Nah, be quiet for a second, because Michigan and Notre Dame ain't got nothing to do with this conversation right now.
But that's not what the question you asked. You asked me to comment about that.
I ain't talking about that, man. Florida State been in the top four for like 10, 12 years consecutively. I ain't talking about that. We ain't consistent since they did the Heisman Trophy polls. Desmond Howard, man.
Let's go back to what we were talking about.
And we ain't even talking about those names since Tim Brown.
State of Florida. Florida State, like I was saying, Florida State, Florida game, State. Y'all got that. You're going to have that for the next couple of years as far as I'm concerned. Florida can show me something different, but they're recruiting them fellas.
That aura around Florida kind of left me up.
So now, you move to South Florida. We see South Florida recruiting coming up. We see South Florida, they've already established a program. Last year was growing pains.
Mm-hmm.
You won't see the same thing this year from South Florida that you saw last year. You see the world play games in y'all play South Florida, and I'm pretty sure there's some more teams on their schedule that's going to be major tests for South Florida, but I think they're ready to stand up to South Florida. I don't think they're ready to beat Florida State just yet, but I see it happening. and Miami. I mean, let's just be honest.
So you saying basically in the years to come, you think South Florida will be the dominant team in the fourth?
We'll have a big four. I don't think they're going to necessarily.
You don't think they're going to replace?
No. They're going to just their place in the game. We have to come to the state of Florida to fill all four schools in the skill position.
As long as they keep playing.
We got that. And then they come from California and other places because they want to play in Florida. So they'll just be able to, like I said, establish their place. So now, Miami, Florida State. Here we go. Somebody take it first. So when I get to talking about it, I'm going to have it for you.
Well, I will, since I'm the only Florida State fan amongst this crew. I don't know who Mark went. Oh, he went missing. Miami is coming up. They look a lot better this year. I checked them out. I like the uniform. I'm going to be honest. I do. I ain't gonna throw no shade because I don't need to. The boys look good. They're good. Lonnie Jameson is in Tallahassee and staying out of trouble and on the football field.
We won't win.
You won't win.
Hmm. I'm glad you said that. I knew you was gonna say that. And I'm pretty sure you knew I was gonna differ with you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I see you. Go ahead.
Only because even as a Hurricane fan, I agree with you. As long as he stays on the field, y'all have a chance.
Hey, listen, you never know at Florida State, Miami.
You really don't.
You never
That's
know.
That's why I say those games, those Florida rivalries, they always make the season for me. They always make the season. Florida State will go on and thrive once they get the Miami game out
They
the got
to get it out the way.
The only thing that's going to hurt them this year is that the game is almost towards the end of the season. So they're going to have that to think about all season long and to get distracted by when it gets closer to the game. Because you know.
It don't even matter if Miami loses.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the record at all. All the thing that matters is when they line up on that field. That's the only thing that matters. That's why they fight before every game. Because the game just brings
that. Is it back in Miami?
It just brings.
Oh,
Miami.
Boy.
Listen, man.
Yeah.
Miami has gone through sanctions. We've gone through probation. We've gone through scholarship issues. We've gone through all of that. And that's what you've seen. That is what you have seen from Miami. You like to talk about the youth fell off and all this and all. There are circumstances that attribute to that. We out of that now. We have, out of our, I think, three out of the five championships that have been led by freshman quarterbacks. We have another freshman quarterback out of California right now. You remember Felicia from Friday? The toss-up right now is between him and the boy who played at Kansas. He didn't play at somewhere else. He's a fifth-year senior, though, so he's one and done. It's a toss-up between the two. I hope Kaya gets the start. As a freshman, I'm saying this as a fan simply because of what I've read about him. But the intangibles are coming back to Miami now. They study and plays, and I follow them. I follow them faithfully. Y'all facing a different team than you faced last year. We got Dorsett back. Duke healthy. It's a whole nother dynamic. Now, I'm not saying that we're going to win the game, but it's a different game than you played last year.
Do you think this, and I've said this myself often, and I might be wrong, do Miami need to bring back that era they had before, or do they just need to establish an era?
That's the problem, and that's where we are right now. All the teams prior to this year have had the mission to bring the U back.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to the Russell Marylands and the Michael Irvins and the Ray Lewis and the Ed Reeves and the Shanta. This team, it's like, we have a name.
Mm-hmm.
Let me let you know who I am. Let's recreate the U. We're going back to the U, but no, we're not going back to the U. We're bringing the U back.
Mm-hmm.
We're bringing the U up to where we are. So that's what I mean by this is a different team. They have a different mentality. I think Golden now has his players in. He came into
somebody else played.
He had to finish off what somebody else recruited. Now he's playing with his recruits. Now I'm playing with my style of player to fit my system, the way I want to run my system. And I think y'all in trouble. Me personally, I really do believe y'all in trouble. I wish we played
even with
him. Man, I don't care about him. I do not care about him. If we shut down y'all running game, he's irrelevant to me. Yes, he gonna throw the ball, but we got a secondary that's different than last year. I'm too
Mark, what you got on this, Mark?
Man, I'm over here sipping some haterade right now. My squad can't compete with none of y'all that we talk about in this conversation. You know what I'm saying? Personally speaking, I bleed blue and gold. You know what I'm saying? So, I can't, in regards to what's going on.
All right, let's help you out. Let's go on the transition.
I'm saying, in regards to what y'all doing, y'all, we don't recruit like y'all. We don't get the talent base like y'all. We don't, you know what I'm saying? So, in regards to Miami, I can't call on what Miami did because I really didn't watch Miami last year, and I really can't call them on this year. Now, I can speak on Florida State because a lot of my friends are Florida State fans. So, I don't know what's the future gonna hold for y'all. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Other than the wide receiver that y'all lost in Florida, I don't know if y'all replaced him. I don't know if y'all had, you know what I'm saying, other stuff with that. But you know what I'm saying? Winston, like, he all right. You know what I'm saying? I got confidence in that boy. As far as Corey go, Corey, no, I'm going to pick with him just because, you know what I'm saying, just out of love for our friendship, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't too big on them ugly blue colors, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, that's your business. You ain't got to be. But you'll have your jersey by the end of the season.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
All right, let's go on to the NFL, man, because we ready at what, 40 minutes left?
Now I'm ready to go.
Talk about the Moon Redskins. What, you want to break it down by conference?
Yeah, we're going to have to. Let's start in the worst conference, in my opinion.
Oh, what would that be?
I'm going to say that's the AFC.
South?
No.
North?
AFC West.
Y'all tripping.
Denver got
it.
Who is your competition?
Kansas City.
Come on, man. Well, we'll see.
But you're right. If you really look at it, I guess
this.
You just really got one
of the piece. Denver. Denver coming out of the AFC West.
I agree.
Yeah, but I will. Now that I see and think about it, I have to slightly, agree with that because Kansas City gave them boys a run last year, too. And, you know what I'm saying, San Diego won't that bad of a slouch. But, I mean, they ain't dominating nothing, but they were decent squads.
Who is the quarterback for Kansas City right now?
Alex Smith.
Who was the quarterback last year?
Alex Smith.
What they did last year?
They went down.
Didn't the boys
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they did pretty good. Did they? Okay. They'll do pretty good this year, too, but they're not coming out of the AFC West. It will be Denver.
I'm agreeing with that, but I'm just saying it ain't a cakewalk.
If we can pick a clear-cut favorite out of division, it ain't really nothing to talk about.
No, it's not.
I would have to disagree with that because I think that, and actually now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, I would have to give the softest division to the AFC East because ain't nobody banging with the Patriots out of that division.
Where about
that's
the
clear cut favorite. That's a clear cut.
But New England?
Yeah, ain't nobody banging with them.
You might be right because you got New England, Miami, the Jets, and the Bills.
Listen, you will see a different Miami team this year than you saw last year.
I think the Bills, too.
You're going to see different teams out of that division this year, man. AFC West.
I don't see that. I still see one team coming out the East, and that's going to be New England. I see one team coming out the South, and that's going to be I see possibly two coming out of the South with Indian and Houston. Possibly I see one team coming out the North that's going to be I have to say Pittsburgh because I ain't sold on nobody else over there. And then I have to probably say, you know what I'm saying, the other two squads will come out of the West. Two from the West, two from the South, one from the Yankees. Thank you.
We apologize for the technical difficulties. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. So what were we saying now?
I was saying that I only hear two coming from the south and two coming from what you call it, from
alarm?
Yeah, that was my alarm, my bad. I had two coming from the south in Houston and Indy. I have two coming from the west, Denver and Kansas City. I got one from the east and in New England, and one from north in Pittsburgh. That's it. I don't have. I think those are just clear cuts.
I see it. Who you got at the NFC?
NFC is a whole lot harder to call because that West is so dominant. I think you still gonna get two out of the West. I think you still get Seattle and San Fran out the West. And North, you gonna have Green Bay. I'm kind of leery about taking Chicago, but I know Green Bay gonna be there. And then in the South, I'm gonna have to go with New Orleans up top South. And I'm taking us in the East. And I'm gonna have to get a nod to Chicago as the last squad. Chicago, Arizona will be my toss up on that last spot.
Yeah, that see, you're right. The West is
football. That's Can't Miss TV right there.
Yeah, you got Seattle, San Fran, Arizona, and St. Louis. Arizona coming up.
Yeah, San Arizona Fran. 10-win team didn't make playoffs last year.
Well, you're right. Me and Mark
ain't
all
done with the AFC. You and Mark just took over.
Mark.
Yo.
AFC West, you say Denver. AFC South, you say Indianapolis with maybe Houston. The North is the one you're giving us that one on.
I gave two to the West. I gave Denver and Kansas City to the West.
Oh, you gave Denver and Kansas City. So you got two coming out of the West. So who coming out of the South? You going to take both Indianapolis and Houston?
Yep, I'm taking Indianapolis and Houston.
So that's four then.
That's four. Now the AFC North.
AFC North, I'm taking Pittsburgh.
That's five.
And the Patriots.
Yep.
All right, who you got?
Okay, out of the East, I'm taking the Patriots. Out of the North, taking Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Out of the South, I'm going to take Indianapolis. Then I'm going to take Denver and Kansas City. And I got to get me one more in that order.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm gonna go with San Diego. I think the West is deeper than y'all think.
You picking three teams out of the West?
Yep.
Man, you be crazy.
Man, you falling on your head.
Houston, Tennessee. I see San Diego being bad in Pittsburgh.
The problem is they all in the same division. That means they play each other twice. So all three of them have to split for that to even happen. All have to split.
Everybody has to sweep Oakland. That means everybody has to sweep Oakland.
You don't think that's going to happen? You don't think everybody's going to sweep Oakland?
I do, but I think Oakland, San Diego, and Oakland, Kansas City are going to be harder than what they think.
I think the West deep in y'all think, man.
So those is picks. What you got, homeboy?
All right, I differ just a little bit with them, too, as far as New England. I think we saw the decline of New England last year. So I'm looking for either the Bills or Miami to come out of the East.
Okay.
Ooh, right. Bold position.
Cincinnati, Dad, I agree with you. I like Cincinnati out of the North. The South, I'm going to give it to the Colts. And then that I still think it's going to be two, but for me, I think Tennessee going to turn around this year a little bit. So I'm either Houston, Tennessee. Just to concrete my pick, I'm going to go out on the limb and say Tennessee. Now, the West. Dad said it was three, and I feel you, Dad. I think they all could sweep Oakland, and they could all split the rest of the game. But I think it's going to be Kansas City, and I'm going to stick with your boys, the Broncos.
I think it's a definite we can see two. I'm pushing it with three, but I don't see a lot in the other conferences.
Hey, I'm not picking two out of the West.
I'm not picking two out of the West,
and I got my reasons, but I'm going to pick Denver out of the West. Out of the South, I'm taking Indianapolis. Out of the North, I'm going to take Pittsburgh and Baltimore. And the East, NFC East is the toughest division in the NFC. AFC.
The East?
Yes, to me.
So you like Miami and the Jets?
I like all four.
And the Jets. Which I can see that.
The Jets too?
Yes, I like all four of them.
You like Rich?
They got Vic and Geno.
They got somebody else over
there. Yes. And they got Chris Johnson running the ball.
Yeah.
How can you not consider them a...
Who the other receiver?
Now, their receivers ain't that stiff.
I think that's why I'm counting against them.
But their run game going to set up the pass. It don't matter who you got out there. It'll be open. So
They got an old boy from Denver out in New York.
Oh, Decker. Decker ain't riding.
And their tight end. Who is their tight end?
Winslow. No. Kelly. It's Kelly in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia is Kelly. No.
Yeah, it's Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly.
So it's Kelly.
I don't know. Anyway, who? How many I got? I got Denver. I said Indianapolis. I picked Pittsburgh and Baltimore. That's four. And
I forgot about Baltimore.
New England, as long as Cincinnati? Tom Brady. Huh?
Cincinnati?
No, I said Pittsburgh and Baltimore.
That's what he said, Pittsburgh and Baltimore.
Yeah,
I heard it when he said it. I almost asked the same question, but I heard it when he said it.
No, I ain't picking Cincinnati. I got my reasons for that, too. But as long as Tom Brady is lining up a quarterback, New England got a shot. So
yeah.
Picking New England. Out of them three, man, it really is a toss-up to me. What's going to be the difference maker? Is whoever have the best defense out of them next three teams, which at this point I'm thinking, I don't want to say Miami so bad.
So can you see three coming out of the East?
I can. I don't. If three come out of anywhere, I think it would be the East. I put it that way.
Mm. Wow.
If it come out of anywhere, it'll be the AFC East.
Oh no, I'm excited to see the NFC. The AFC East, just because I think they do have potential.
Yes, man, they're the toughest. They might be the toughest
division
in
the AFC.
You say the NFL?
Football, no. Right?
No, man, you know.
No.
Man. No.
Who you gonna give it to?
NFC West.
There's only two teams that's coming out the West.
You don't think Arizona?
No.
And you don't get St. Louis?
No.
Man, that's a dog fight. That all four of them divisions, all four of them squads right there gonna kill each other. That is going to be a dog fight.
San Francisco is going to beat both of those other teams twice, and Seattle will beat both of those other teams twice. It's not a dog fight.
Arizona beat both of them last year, though, didn't they?
Yes.
Listen, San Francisco gonna sweep Arizona and St. Louis. Seahawks will sweep Arizona and St. Louis. AFC East has the toughest division in football, to me, in my opinion, right now.
I'm gonna say this. We have to remember my homeboy's a fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
He can't say that his team not gonna make it.
Yeah.
And it's hard to say that Seattle not gonna make it. So you put him in a tough position to say anything otherwise.
Arizona and St. Louis don't stand a chance.
So you have to remember where his loyalty lies.
No, I'm just saying, legitimize it, though.
I hear you.
Taking the fan out of it, legitimize Arizona and St. Louis standing up against the rest of the NFL. Never mind St. Louis. Never mind the Seahawks in the 49ers.
Right.
You don't even think Arizona?
No, I don't. I think they'll be good, but I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
Hold on, I'm on the internet right now. I'm about to look at their schedule. I mean, they reconciled last year. I thought they split last year.
So now, when we look at the AFC, you still got Manning and you still got Brady.
Yes, they're going to beat him.
Who's going to have a better year as quarterbacks? You think Manning will be able to come
I
back?
I think Manning will do what he did last year.
He's going to have all the stats and no championship and so forth.
That's what he's going to do.
He's going to have all the stats and no championship and so forth. Until he proves otherwise, sorry.
So you don't think, after what he went through, losing that bad in the Super Bowl, he can't come back this year?
He can come back.
He's going to come back. He's going to
beat can't win it, though.
He's going to be there, Dad.
I think he got something to prove.
He had something to prove last year. Peyton can't win the big game, man.
That's hard to swallow.
It is, though, because he's so great.
It's just something about the big game. How many rings should he have right now?
5, I think.
He should be a Jordan.
It's hard to swallow, man. Because if you think about it, I'm a Bronco man. And I knew right now in my heart, we're going to probably finish the season at the worst 12-4. I'm seeing 13-3. But soon as playoffs start, I'm scared. My booty hole getting real tight. Because I know. I already know. No. And you'll get a bye all the way into the second week and come out and lose that game.
I put it to you this way, and this is as blunt as I can put it. If the AFC win the Super Bowl, I'll give it to Tom Brady before I give it to Peyton Manning.
Ooh, that hurt. Because I really believe Manning's team will have a better chance of getting to the Super Bowl over the Patriots.
Yes,
I mean, he will beat us. So what you're telling me basically is if he go, he's going to lose.
Fundamentally, Peyton Manning is the better quarterback, hands down. But in the big game, Tom Brady's proven.
Then,
time and time again, get me there. And I make sure you come out where we're supposed to. So get me there.
Yeah, you
they
right.
They carrying Peyton Manning to the game.
You're right.
Right?
You're right, man. I can't disagree.
All right, so yeah, we got to...
Brady lost to Manning last year. Manning House.
That's how they got a Super Bowl.
They got a Super Bowl. Okay.
No. You're right. They beat New England to go to the Super Bowl.
What
I'm to you is this. If New England was in the Super Bowl,
they would have won. That's what I heard. That's why I said at the end of the day, what you're telling me is even though I probably got the best team and going to get there, I'm not going to win it.
No.
If I had Tom Brady,
my booty
hole would be tight.
Yeah, you
barely make it into the playoffs.
Okay.
And you won't put your money on Tom Brady.
That's his dynamic.
Yeah,
he's a winner.
That solidifies that question. That's done, dog.
Hey, you found the schedule from last year? You said you was looking it up. You found it?
Yeah, I got it. I'm looking at it. So the Rams got swept by, let's do one at a time. I'm going to look at San Fran right now. San Fran swept the Rams. San Fran swept Arizona. And split with Seattle.
Okay, and what did Seattle do?
They split with Seattle last year.
No. I got that part. I'm asking you, what did Seattle do with St. Louis and Arizona?
Oh, I went to St. Louis. Cause somebody, I clicked on St. Louis first. I'm sorry. St. Louis, where is it? Seattle split St. Louis and Arizona split with St. Louis. And here goes Seattle.
When I say they both going to sweep them other two teams this year, you get where I'm going.
Yeah, I get it totally. So with the NFC, where we at? We in the West.
We start with the West.
Who we taking?
San Francisco and Seattle. They both going to make the playoffs.
Arizona split with Seattle last year, and we already talked about the other two squads. So,
who you just taking Seattle out of the West?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, Seattle takes the top spot, and San Fran will be taking leftovers, taking divisional round.
But they'll get in the playoffs though. So you taking them to, you taking them out of the conference, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You don't want to say it, do
my division winner is gonna be Seattle, and my San Fran to get a playoff spot though.
Man, you crazy.
So you really don't want to, you ain't too fond of San Fran now. I'm picking up.
No, I'm cool with San Fran. San Fran's alright with me, but I just think that they just not big enough to handle that defense. I think that Legion of Boom defense, the Legion of Boom secondary, and that just overall defense is just too much for San Fran to handle.
They don't went to the.
The only thing that scares people about San Fran is that linebacking core. That's it. The corners. You don't fear those corners.
That D line ain't nothing, is it?
The D line is all right, but it ain't. You know what I'm saying? That front seven is all you got to worry about. You get past the front seven, you all right.
You're not getting past the front seven.
That's the problem, though.
Your corners is nobody.
Okay,
all right, okay. We ain't gonna do that
because
we play y'all in the season, and I'm
talking
to you about this.
We do.
Yeah, y'all gonna have one, Mark, but don't worry about it. Who you got in the South? What were we taking in the South? NFC South.
Oh, NFC South.
Hold on, Mark. I'm going to Seattle, San Fran. Definitely.
Seattle, San Fran. Consensus?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a consensus. Those two coming out of the West.
The South.
Moving on to the South. Out of the South, I'm going to take New Orleans and Carolina.
Two out of the South.
What'd you say, Mark?
Two out of the South.
I think you're taking two out of the South.
Yeah, I'm taking two out of the South.
Yeah, definitely. I'm taking two, too. I'm taking the same two. Carolina and New Orleans with Tampa making some noise. Sorry, Atlanta, but you're going to have to be at the bottom of the unit.
Same for me, yeah, reluctantly. But, yeah, I'm just going to say the Bucs going to make some noise.
Yeah,
I really
sense.
Don't know what to expect from the
yeah.
Bucs. I'm just excited. So,
new regime, new look, new
but
attitude.
Making the playoffs? No, I don't think so.
Not at this point.
Not at this point right now, no.
Would you be surprised?
I would be surprised if they made a playoff.
I would be surprised. I think I might, yeah. I don't want to say I am, but I probably would.
They got to get the quarterback solidified, man. I don't think McNown is the answer.
I think they have the answer. What's his name? Second string.
Glennon.
I think Glennon is the answer.
That's why I don't understand the move. You had the quarterback.
What have they done historically with a good quarterback? They just throw him in there and expect him to win championships. That don't work. Lovey understands that doesn't work.
And that's why he needed just to operate.
We need somebody else that can run the system. I understand what you're saying. If you think you can win, put him out there now. But thinking longevity, the man need to sit. He need to sit and learn.
What I'm saying
study.
Is this.
Next year he might be ready.
The dynamic is different. Shiano for Lovie Smith.
Yeah.
That dynamic change makes all the difference. It wasn't on the offensive side of the ball where your problem was. Your problem was in the locker room. Your problem was the control of the team. Your problem is you should have that leadership. Lovie Brooks, on top of that, he's a defense beast. This defense is going to stand up. I don't like McCown at quarterback. If Glennon was at quarterback, I wouldn't be surprised if they made the playoffs. And I say that in confidence. But because of the circumstances we got, I'm picking New Orleans and Carolina.
Yeah, I'm definitely picking. Even if Glennon was playing, I still pick them too. My difference is, I think, like Bone's saying, Lovie picked him more for he know the offense. I think it was just, but they paid him a lot of money just to know the offense too, though. But old boy had a pretty good year.
He know who offense.
Not Glennon. McNown knows Lovey's offense from when he was in Chicago.
Lovey didn't call offense. Lovey was defense.
But he was the offense. He was the head coach.
Bring his offensive coordinator?
I don't know if he did.
See, that's what I'm saying. It had to be some reason for him to go get McNown.
Offensive coordinator is your boy that used to coach
who is that?
Minnesota.
Yeah. No, he's a defensive coordinator.
Oh, he's defensive coordinator.
Ray Frazier.
Frazier, yeah. But I thought Tampa's coach, I mean Tampa's offensive coach was Oregon's offensive coordinator, something like that, or somebody.
Yeah. They picked him up. You're right. You're right.
Now, if you're running an offense like Oregon, do you want Kaming now running it or Glennon running it?
But if it don't work out,
that's what I'm
they
saying.
Still got Glennon.
But what makes the successful teams are a good quarterback and a good backup.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And a two-headed running game. A good quarterback and a good backup, you got something to build on. I think that's what they have. They have something to build on.
They have a good running back. They now have a decent wide receiver tandem. You got two boys that's, what, six, something like that.
Yeah.
Over 250 pounds, both of them. One of them might have a fumbling problem. I don't know. We're going to see. We're going to see if this is a problem or was it a fluke. But at the end of the day, you require double coverage over there. You got to double cover somebody.
Yeah.
Then you got these little speedy boys you put in the slot and a decent tight end. Give Glennon the ball. Doug Martin back there. And if anything, if all else fails, we still got this defense to rely on.
Yeah.
Let's play football.
Who's the deep threat for y'all?
Mike and Vincent. If I throw up a jump ball, how many corners besides Richard Sherman can jump with him?
No, I didn't say. I thought both of those wide receivers were more so, you know what I'm saying, red zone, big, you know what I'm saying, we're going to be a 10-yard fight. Not, you know what I'm saying, not I'm about to get 50 yards in one chunk on one play.
They're going to break a big one quick.
And you must have been watching Texas A&M play last year. Mike Evans was their defense.
I didn't. I'm not saying I did, so, you know what I'm saying.
No, I'm just asking. Ed will educate you on the Bucks and what's going to happen.
They look good. The Bucks look good. We got, okay. Mark, who you had coming? You said, who you took out of the South, out of the NFC South?
The Saints.
That's it. All right, moving to the North.
Who you, your pick was that?
Yep.
Carolina and New Orleans.
So everybody was the same on that?
Yeah.
So Mark
took one.
So right now, we all got four teams and Mark got three teams.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Out of the North, I'm picking Green Bay, no question. And
that's it.
Lions ain't gonna do nothing.
That's my 15. I can only pick one. And I'm picking Green Bay. Yeah, you in the same dilemma. You can't pick but one.
And no, you can get two.
Mm-hmm. You got four. No, because
we all got four for three.
What it is?
You got to have one out of these.
I got a team out of these. What I'm saying is, for me, it's a little tougher than just picking the Packers. I can't just say Packers. I think the Lions going to do something, too.
I think Detroit going to do something, too.
Head-to-head, Green Bay going to beat the fight.
Every time?
I think they're going to do something this year.
Every time they going to beat them, though?
No, I ain't going to say every time.
If they fit, Detroit
will
get in.
Green Bay will have a better record than Detroit. Can I say that?
Ooh, I'm scared to go there, too. I don't have a lot of faith in Green Bay this year.
And we had absolutely zero faith in the Vikings. No faith whatsoever in the Vikings.
I didn't say that, but I just can only pick one.
I honestly got Detroit, Minnesota, the top two in the division. I got Green Bay at three.
Ooh. That's right. It's tough for me. It's tough for me to put Green Bay out there.
Three? Oh, man. No.
You don't see Minnesota getting coming
man,
up?
We're talking Aaron Rodgers. Until somebody proves... He's the NFC's Tom Brady. So somebody prove that it ain't what it is, I'm going with him.
Yeah, you got a point. So that makes me look at it. But I do want to see Bridgewater do good.
Ricky, yeah, I already told you.
Yeah, I believe that. But if my boy get off, Adrian, if Peterson get off to a good year,
that's gonna open it up for Bridgewater.
Oh, man.
I said Bridgewater.
I don't think Bridgewater gonna get the nod over there. They said Cassell was getting the nod. They said Bridgewater changed the conversation a little bit from that last preseason game when he brought them down and had them win the game. But they say they still Matt Castle was getting his money over there.
Okay, who was the starting quarterback? We're going to do this again. Who was the starting quarterback last year?
Over there?
Wasn't Matt Castle there?
No, Castle was on the roster last year and didn't get the starting nod, and Ponder started over Castle.
What made you think Ponder's gonna, I mean, Castle's gonna finish the season as the starting quarterback? I'm just talking about who's starting right now.
The start off coming in the next couple of weeks. Who will be starting right now?
It's going to be Bridgewater team for you.
Give him the third game. Third game, Bridgewater will be, he would have a significant part. I can't call him the starter. He'll have a significant part in the offense. By fifth game, he'll be starting.
Yeah, I agree.
So, anyway, y'all ain't picked y'all.
My North. I'm going with Detroit.
It is.
I'm going with Detroit out the north.
Who you pick?
Detroit.
Okay, we got a Detroit. Mark, who you got? NFC North.
My two is I'm rocking with Green Bay. Yep, two coming up.
Yeah, he picked one out of the
south. I know it, but I'm just saying.
Two.
Who you say Green Bay? Who?
My two is gonna be Green Bay taking the division with Chicago pulling the rear.
My man, because I don't know what these boys is.
I don't see Chicago doing that much.
Are
you kidding me? Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey with Forte out the backfield?
It doesn't matter. You got Cutler throwing in the ball. This is beneficial to you in the East. As long as Cutler and Romo are the quarterbacks for the Chicago Bears and the Dallas Cowboys, those teams will always be mediocre. Period.
That's his opinion.
Man, them boys will get into the playoffs, man. Them boys will do some things out there.
That's mediocre. All
right. You got your pick. We only got 6 minutes left. We got to move on to the East. NFC East. Who you picking? We only get one out of the East. You get.
Everybody get one.
I already know who Mark picked.
We know.
You didn't got to ask about two of two. Yeah, we rocking that burgundy and gold over here.
You're done.
I'll go ahead and get mine out of the way because I agree with him. I think Washington.
Okay, both of y'all done there. How y'all going to pick Washington? Because that's
y'all
pick.
Philly lost their most potent weapon. Now all you got left is McCoy over there and then Dallas and New York. We are who they think they are. You know what I'm talking about, dude?
I feel the same way Dad feels about Dallas. As long as Romo there, they're not gonna do nothing.
Okay.
And then plus you cut all the boys out. You cut all they defensive MVPs out from last year.
All right. So we got two picking Washington, and Derek said you picking Philly.
I got Philadelphia.
He got Philly coming out of the East. Okay. Well, New York just ain't got no chance.
No, your boy already throwing interceptions.
My pick out of the East is going to be that same quarterback y'all talking about.
Romo.
And I'm going to tell you why. Have you heard anything in this preseason? Listen to my logic, man.
Mm-hmm.
Every preseason leading up to the season, it's two people that's always in the news. Amongst others, but it's two people always in the news. Jerry Jones, Tony Romo.
Yeah, you're right.
Have you heard anything about them two this preseason?
No, you really haven't.
I'm picking them. They know something. They shut up. They playing.
Yeah, you might be right, though.
They know something.
You might be right.
Ain't no major moves that went on down there. Ain't no nothing. We got what we needed. We've been close enough every season to do what we needed to do. Why we ain't done it? Jerry Jones, go sit your ass down. Let Tony Romo do what he do. And we play football. That's what you're going to see this season. And they're going to beat y'all. I'm sorry. I ain't, but that's just my pick.
That makes a lot of sense, though, Mark. I didn't watch it anyway.
You just said.
I think the East is terrible.
That's
just
me. I forgot about that. That's my division.
Well,
I said the East is terrible.
So what's the worst division in football? We only got 5 minutes left, real quick. The worst division in football.
Could be.
I'm going AFC North.
Wow. I say the South.
Yeah, AFC South.
You got Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Cleveland. Cleveland may not matter. But them other three?
Them other three is a toss-up.
Yeah.
Lame.
The East just because of the competitiveness. Even if they lose, they play each other.
NFC East?
NFC East, yeah. But the AFC South, no.
And they're going to steal some games around the league. They're going to beat some people around the league, too.
Yeah.
All right. Super Bowl predictions. We got 3 minutes left. Super Bowl.
Seattle and...
Rematch. It's got to be. Who else?
Nope.
Not Cleveland.
Yeah.
You got a rematch.
My call is Russell Wilson and Tom Brady.
Ooh.
Mm. Russell Wilson and Tom Brady?
That's my call.
I'm not taking Seattle. I'm taking San Fran.
Good call.
I'm taking San Fran and Denver.
Come on, Madden.
Because you like that matchup.
Yeah.
You think you can beat San Fran.
And
I
think San Fran this year is going to come better for Seattle. See, the one thing you do know about them Harbaugh boys, they're going to study.
Yeah.
Peyton do it too, so he's ready for Seattle's defense. If it happens. But I think it's going to be San Francisco because I think San Francisco coming back with a better game plan. I think you're going to see something different out of Kubernetes too. I don't think you're going to see that offense they've been trying to run because the defense not going to caught on to it.
I'm picking Kaepernick and Tom Brady. Super Bowl prediction.
That's it.
San Francisco, New England.
Mark, who you took?
Seattle and New England.
Seattle and New England. And then it's a Denver and
I said Seattle, a rematch.
Then I took San Fran and Denver.
So what we're hearing is we got three for no. I don't know. It's a toss-up.
Toss-up because you got two going the same way, and me and Bone splitting.
Well, no, you got the NFC West versus...
Who Mark took?
Mark took Seattle, New England.
You took
San Francisco, New England.
Oh, okay. Everybody mixed.
You took Denver, San Francisco. He took Denver, Seattle.
We named the top four teams.
The top four teams.
We sure did.
There it is. Appreciate you, boy.
Appreciate you, Mark. Don't be no
crazy. Always, fellas.
Hey, man, I enjoyed the show, man, talking about some sports. Hey, it's always good to get that out, you know, and we kind of excited for the football season. We're going to try to do a little something with football because it's coming up and, you know, keep the show open. We're still going to do what we do, how we do, and when we do. But that, boy, y'all got anything for him?
Next Monday night, Miami, Louisville. I'm out.
Deuces. With that being said, lock your doors, don't be hard to the Lord. It's hard, but it's fair. One love, JWJ. Boys in unison. T-O-A-B out.
Look more drums.